The Democratic Alliance came in second with about 22% of the vote, followed by former President Jacob Zuma's five-month-old Umkhonto we Sizwe Party, MK, with just over 14% of the vote. The Economic Freedom Fighters garnered about 9.52% of the national vote. A governing coalition will likely to be made up of some of the combination of these parties. The country's Independent Electoral Commission released the results Sunday. President Cyril Ramaphosa conceded the election in a message to his supporters. He said the parties have to now reach an agreement for the good of the nation.
Our people have spoken. Whether we like it or not, they have spoken. And we must respect their choices and their wishes. What this election has made plain is that the people of South Africa expect their leaders to work together to meet their needs. They expect the parties for which they have voted to find common ground, to overcome their differences, to act and work together for the good of everyone. I want to repeat, to find common ground and underline that, to overcome their differences, to act and work together for the good of everyone. That is what the people of South Africa have said.
Julius Malema is the leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, or EFF. He says his party managed to achieve the goal of keeping the ANC below the 50% threshold for outright victory.
We have achieved our mission in our lifetime, and that mission was to bring the ANC below 50%. That's what we have always told you, that this animal is going to be eaten piece by piece. We were holding on this other piece, preparing to go to the other piece of the animal. Hey, Zuma arrived and took that piece. We're eating piece by piece, and then Zuma went to take the piece we went to. We want to humble the ANC.
Reverend Frank Chikane is the former Director General of the Office of the former President Thabo Mbeki. He says the election results show that South African democracy is functioning well.
We fought for our democracy. It is working, and I'm pleased that the people are able to make their choices, determine who leads them. That's what democracy is, and this is democracy at its best. We fought for this democracy. And the constitution we have is one of the best constitutions we have in the world. And you can't be in this democracy and not expect to win or lose. And if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. And democracy says you accept the outcome. If you don't accept the outcome, then you're not a democrat.
The ANC has started negotiating with the three top vote-getting parties in the election to form a coalition government within the constitutionally mandated 14-day time frame. The ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party has formed a committee to start the negotiating process and that the ANC will still play a major governing role.
It is the will of the people. It is the will of the people, and that is what we must accept. It is not an outcome. We ourselves cannot abandon the ship because we've got 6 million people who are still standing and believing in the African National Congress. If we had 1 or 2 million, it will be political obliteration, decimation. You can mention the names. We are not decimated. We are blown but not out. We're still standing. And we will come back.
The Democratic Alliance, with the second most votes, has indicated it's willing to work with the ANC despite their intense rivalry. Helen Zille chairs the party's federal executive. She says compromises will have to be made on both sides.
The DA's leader will take his cue from the federal executive. So we'll discuss it. We'll say, what is our price? Because we're not going to go in there and give anybody a blank check, believe me. We're going to have a price on the table that is rational, that is fair, and that is in the interest of South Africa. And then we'll see what happens next.
Political observers say heads will roll within the ANC internal structure. President Cyril Ramaphosa may be the first to lose his leadership role. Ramaphosa took over the leadership of the ANC from Jacob Zuma in 2018, and he was viewed as a change agent who could repair the party's image, which had been tainted by corruption allegations leveled against Zuma. Political analyst Professor Mcebisi Ndechana believes that the election results have damaged Ramaphosa's legacy.
The ANC has dropped from 57 to 40.
Yeah.
17% drop, percentage drop. So there is a legitimate question to be asked. Sir, what happens now? Because obviously you are no longer the asset that you thought you would be. So there is that question, especially from those who are impatient to take the top spot. But at the same time, the power struggle in the ANC, I'm afraid, is not done yet.
South Africa's parliament has 14 days to elect a president who will then form a government. This can only happen if the parties that have lodged complaints against the Independent Electoral Commission have their issues resolved. Former President Jacob Zuma's MK party is calling for a revote. MK claims the election was rigged despite all local, regional and international observer missions declaring it free and fair. This has brought fears of a repeat of the unrest triggered in July 2021 after Zuma's arrest. For KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaunza reporting.